Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And it is January 12th, 2021. Well, you know, the new year started out good.
For 6 days.
That didn't last too long.
Hope.
That didn't last too long. Yeah. So,
that hope went away fast.
Yeah. So right now there's like a lot of things happening in the country, a lot of things happening politically, and it's even bled over into MMA.
Yeah.
And yeah, so last time we recorded, basically, because we recorded on a Tuesday, the episode came out, yeah. I think, like later Wednesday or Thursday morning.
Yeah.
When the episode came out. And damn, a lot of stuff happened within the day. So obviously everybody knows now the Capitol was kind of a bum rush by Trumpers and the mega squad. And,
the neo-Nazis.
Yeah. And they were in there too. And, you know, turns out there's some MMA people over there too. One in particular, Pat Miletich, but we'll get into. But yeah, man. I don't know, man. I think, you know, you can't reason with people that believe really strongly about a certain ideology and a certain, you know, way of, you know, looking at this country and where it's going and who they wanted to lead. And then, I don't know. I think as an American, that is probably the most unpatriotic thing that's ever happened in this country.
Oh, yeah. It was domestic terrorism at its best.
At its best. And they can, you know, that side and his supporters and can twist it all they want. But it is what it is.
It was terrorism. It wasn't Americans. It was terrorism.
Domestic terrorism. So we're not really going to dwell on that. We're going to try to get off that. But that's basically our thoughts about it.
Yeah. And the hearing's going on right now too.
Yeah. And so there's 25th Amendment hearings, and then there's, I think, impeachment hearings tomorrow. So what we're here to talk about is how it relates kind of somewhat with MMA. Mm. You have people like Jorge Masvidal who's threatening to, you know, get off of Twitter because Trump got banned off of basically every social media presence.
Shut up, Masvidal. Look at the mirror. You're Latino.
Yeah. It's so crazy to see somebody like Jorge Masvidal feel so strongly about Trump. And I see he went full on Trump, even more so than Colby Covington is right now. Colby Covington hasn't mentioned anything Trump. He doesn't wear any of the MAGA stuff anymore. He doesn't post half of the stuff he used to post.
No.
Now he's more of just like the American flag wearing type of thing. Yeah.
He knows better than to silent Trump.
And it's weird. It's funny because you have Jorge Masvidal, who was never really outspoken politically. I'm sure obviously leaned that way, but he is full on, you know, Trump supporter. Even more like.
He's drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Like a real Trump supporter more than like a Colby Covington who was.
Where's the gimmick?
Like 90%, or, you know, 80% of it was probably a gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, with Jorge, I don't know. You do whatever you want to do, man. I think with Jorge, it's kind of foolish and to dwell on it so much and to just give politics is not your thing, dude. You had your 15 minutes of fame and it, you know, with the president.
Yeah.
Time to just focus on your career because you got a murderer's row in front of you and none of them are easy.
Yeah.
And betting wise, I don't think you're not going to be the favorite in majority of them.
No. I mean, after seeing what I've seen from Jorge and you know, before all this happened,
I was a huge fan.
I was a big fan. I'm going to root against him. Yeah. Very serious fights.
And as far as like, you know, in the cage, he's still, I think, one of my favorites to watch, but you know, I'm looking at his current like stable of fighters that he has in front of him that he needs to get through. Leon Edwards, Colby Covington, you know, maybe a rematch with Usman. None of those are
good favorable matchups.
I thought Edwards is probably the most favorable because he's not, you know, like a expert in any one thing. He's kind of like an all-around kind of guy. So he has a shot because I think Jorge has got better stand-up. You can consider him an expert stand-up kind of person. With the other two are big, strong, aggressive chins, cardio
up the ass, especially with Kobe.
Good stand up and wrestling, and they're relentless. So
yeah,
as far as that pertains for Jorge in terms of his career going forward, but and his MAGA stuff. Pat Miletich made the news today. So he was let go by LFA because of some questionable tweets and the fact that he participated in the Capitol riot.
Yeah.
You know, he was there. He may not have, he said that he went up to a certain point and didn't, you know, he wasn't one of the people that crossed the barricade lines or went into the Capitol, but he was there. And he marched with them to the Capitol, but he didn't go inside or anything like that. But as far as he's saying, typical Trumper talk, you know, freedom and bullshit, whatever. But yeah, so LFA let him go. He has supposedly no ill will towards Ed Soares and the people at LFA, that they were pressured to do it by sponsors and all these other corporate people, but. Which I can kind of believe. Ed Soares seems like a guy that likes to have, you know, I'm sure he has a really good relationship with Pat.
Yeah.
He's probably the guy to come down and tell him that, hey, it's time that you got to go. I think it's good that they let him go. I don't think any company or anybody that stood for that, cheered that on, or it was even there, I don't think they should, you know, most of the time I'm not in favor of people losing their jobs for certain things, but. Something like that, where you're creating, a riot. You're in treason. Five people have died since then.
Yeah, a police officer and a
police officer was beaten to death. A woman was shot there. Another one was trampled. Another one committed suicide like the day after. And then I don't know what else.
Yeah. Why?
Because I don't know. He was one of the guards. He was one of the people there, the officers there, and shot himself that weekend. Not sure why, but. So yeah, Pat Miletich is there. He's still, you know, holding strong to his beliefs, and I'm glad LFA let him go.
Yeah, no, yeah, me too. I mean, like Josh said, I think what happened on last Wednesday was as un-American as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was disgusting, and I think anybody who participated in that or even agrees. Whatever they're marching about should be let go.
Because you can't compare it to a Black Lives Matter thing or any other movement. Because
it was a peaceful process.
And even with how those kind of movements turned out where it was violence at one point, that's what happens a lot of times when the movements go peaceful, and they're met with pushback, and then eventually violence does erupt. But they, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of those movements are for a cause. They're for
change.
They're for other people. And you may not agree with the vandalism that goes on at some point during those marches and riots or whatever you want to call them. But this one was straight up for one single man.
Yeah.
And hidden behind the flag of freedom.
Basically. Yeah. And a big difference between the Black Lives Movement was that, you know, like, yeah, people marching with signs versus these guys are coming in with full body gear.
Yeah, and zip ties.
And zip ties with, you know, they had
Confederate flags.
Yeah, exactly.
In the nation's capital.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's disgusting.
Some of them had, neo-Nazi friggin' t-shirts and sweatshirts and all this other stuff. One of them was like Camp Auschwitz or something like that. One guy was wearing a Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
It's crazy. And then they have people like Latinos and Asians in the same room. Like, come on.
And look
at that guy. That's who you're supporting?
Yeah. And all the sympathizers, you know what I mean? If you guys don't agree with what we're saying, man, then you can stop listening or watching or whatever, man. That's how we feel about it.
Oh no! Also,
that's all. As an American, you should feel about it. But yeah, exactly. Whatever.
And you know, and one last thing about the difference between the two movements is that, God damn it, that's my train of thought again.
No,
that's cool. But the Black Lives Movement, the protests,
yeah,
were meant with with armed forces with riot gear. Yeah. And these people were like, come on in, you guys.
Basically let them in.
Come on in. Selfies and everything.
You know,
if it was anybody of color, they've been shot down right before the doors.
And plus, not even that. They had the president's blessing to go in.
Yeah.
I'm sure, and other Republican senators that, you know, believe in his cause, kept basically, the National Guard and anybody, any strong police presence away from there.
Yeah.
So basically opening the gates for it to happen. The Capitol Police that were there were completely overrun. There was no way they were going to stop anybody. There was not enough of them. And then some of them, some of them, and this is not all cops, but some of them that were there were all for what was going down. So I saw there were some of them taking, giving hugs and taking selfies with these guys.
That's crazy.
That's a scary part because you have people in, of all walks of life, and especially the ones that are in the military or the police that are for and believe this kind of stuff. And a lot of ex-military or even current military people were a part of this whole riot group. It's scary shit, man.
Because
you have people, if you're going to combat this, there could be a handful of people in the room that you're in
that are
for what's going on and may even sabotage it or may even do, Like if you're trying to stop this kind of thing. So hopefully.
This is like a drama series, it's crazy, but in real life. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It felt like I was watching a movie that day.
Yeah. And then we could talk about the problem that Jorge Masvidal had with social media and them censoring Trump and all the queuing on people and all this other, basically censoring free speech, if you want to say it. But it's I don't know, it's different now. I think you have to, I don't agree with censorship of any kind really, but when you're dealing with platforms that are not necessarily regulated in any way, and nobody really wants the internet regulated, but if you don't have some type of control over the information that gets out there, this kind of stuff happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, and these companies have so much power and influence, and this is where most of the people get their news from, that unless you get some type of oversight over it, maybe not full on censorship, but like, you have to control the information that gets distributed out there, because this can just obviously, case in point, capital, destroy the country.
Yeah, for sure.
Or, whatever. Kill people, get people murdered.
Yeah. And, Vince McMahon, who's a dear friend of Donald Trump, he even removed Donald Trump from the WWE. So, just because,
Well, because I know Mick Foley was calling for him to asking Vince to remove him from the Hall of Fame. You think he's going to do that?
I don't know, but I know he removed him, and like they don't allow to mention his name anymore. You can't say the word Donald Trump on WWE.
Dana hasn't said anything. It's going to be interesting this weekend because they're going to ask him.
Yeah. It's going to hurt his company. We didn't give the right answer.
You better give the right answer, man.
Yeah. And, because with the WWE, like they're a public company. Yeah. So they have members of the board. So I think they kind of pressured Vince to do what he did because
good. It's as an American, you should be upset, and you should, these Trump and the people who support him and his followers, hardcore followers, should. I'm not talking about people that maybe voted for him or whatever, but the people that just support him through and through, and he can't do no wrong in their eyes, and especially those people that went there to the Capitol, prosecute him, man.
I just can't fathom how people can still be on his side after this.
I know. It's crazy, man. But you have to, I'm hoping they set an example with him.
Yeah.
Because you can't, if you don't punish anybody for what happened, it's chaos.
And the rest of the world kind of is laughing at this.
Yeah. 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 So it's crazy.
What people thought was the most secure building was really easy to get into.
It's so embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
I don't know. Yeah, and that's as far as, what do you think Dana's going to say? I'm curious to see what Dana's going to say. My money is that he's going to be disappointing in my eyes, because I feel he's going to give some type of I want to say he's going to condone what happened, but he's going to be like,
I don't even say, he's going to say, the UFC and politics don't mix, so I don't want to talk about
it. Yeah. I think he's going to probably completely dodge it. He's like, you know what?
He's going to say that.
We're here for fights. I don't even know what's going on in that outside world right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's too busy. Very Dana White thing to do.
I'm too busy.
To get out of it.
And he should. If that's the best thing you could do. If you have nothing good to say, don't say it at all, basically, right? It's like,
But that's what he's going to say.
I think so. And even if he does actually have a statement for it, I don't see him trashing Trump.
No.
I see him trashing just the people that were there.
Yeah.
That's it. And not even mention Trump.
No.
Yeah.
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 It's going to be there either one of the two or both.
Yeah. It's going to be, it's disappointing, you know, that people can't look, you know, that they have so much faith in one person. You know what I mean? Like, even when Barack Obama was there, even like Biden, for me, I'm just like with Biden, I'm like, I just want some type of quiet.
Yeah, and change.
I don't trust the guy. They have control now. They need to do something with it.
Because
if not, they're going to lose in 2024.
I think Biden can't do worse than Trump.
No, not even close. No. Trump's the worst thing that's ever happened to this country.
Yeah.
And no matter, it's obvious.
There's no good that came out of Trump.
And look at how he's going. And he's fucking himself over. I think in a lot of ways, he could have just stayed quiet, gave it to Biden, whatever. At the end, towards the end, if you want to talk a bunch of game, and then just the last couple of weeks, just let it go.
Yeah,
let Biden do his thing.
He was even planning to attend the inauguration.
Then that's fine. And then campaign for other people, stay in the Republicans' good graces, run in 2024. Yeah.
To shut you, but he couldn't shut his mouth.
And now
he's like a whiny little bitch.
Yeah, and now
during a tantrum,
he basically just fucked himself over.
Yeah,
and honestly, I felt he was clear to win the election this year, but he fucked himself over then by not taking coronavirus seriously, politicizing everything, and just not being a leader. Like they always say, it's like it's easy to be president when things are good, but when things are bad is when, you know, the job actually becomes important.
Yeah.
And your test—that's always your big test as a president—is when things go bad. When things went bad, he just fucking.
That one time when we had the surge of numbers for the coronavirus, his whole thing during that whole time was this election. Yeah. And how much he, like, it was rigged.
Yeah, and just
ignore it. He didn't give a fuck about coronavirus. Yeah. He didn't give a fuck about the American people who are suffering, not only money-wise, but
yeah,
their lives were at stake.
And he screwed himself out of that, winning that election, because Biden didn't even have to do anything. Biden barely even campaigned. He didn't do anything.
He let Trump
just fuck himself over.
The shoe.
And Trump's, all he had to do was just shut his mouth, let the weeks go by, run in 2024, make Biden's life hell for the next 4 years, and then you just go and fuck yourself over again.
And now,
so stupid. Man.
Yeah,
and I'm glad it happened.
But I mean, tonight or tomorrow, find out he's screwed. Yeah,
I really hope they make an example out of him, man, and set an example to all his freaking followers and supporters and all that stuff, man. It's really sad. All right, so let's get to some actual fight news. Fight news. That's our piece for the. What's going on in the world today, and we'll see how it all turns out, and we'll recap that next week. But as far as what's going on in the fight world, not a lot of news. We do have the fights coming up this weekend, which I can't wait for. I know the card is like so-so, but the main event is just insane.
Yeah.
As far as fight news, you have Diego Sanchez saying that this next fight is his last fight.
It's about time, man.
We're all happy about. As far as the light heavyweight division, you have Bellator, and you have people like Corey Anderson really talking a lot, saying Bellator's got the upper hand in terms of the best light heavyweight division. I kind of tend to somewhat agree with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially
John Jones is gone.
Yeah, and who's left star power wise? I don't know. So, and Shogun just retired. There's not a lot of guys in that division.
It's a very shallow division.
It's a very shallow division in terms of top talent. So I would say, definitely, I think I would agree with Corey Anderson that Bellator is, at this point, has a better light heavyweight division.
Yeah.
And it's shaping up to have a really nice middleweight division, too, with you all going in there. You have, obviously, three cards coming up. and three fight cards over in Fight Island. Mm. You have new regulations in terms of Fight Island. They're going to go through things a little bit differently in terms of loosening up some of the restrictions, especially they're going to allow, I think, 25% occupancy. I think they're going to allow some people in there. I think upon arrival, they're going to have a you know, check, 48-hour quarantine type of thing. They're going to do. They're going to have to wear face masks everywhere. People in attendance are basically going to have to follow these guidelines too. So I think alcohol will be available through vendors there. Sanitation will be the main priority of the event. And there's going to be sanitation everywhere throughout the event. So it's going to be a big. They're going to take a lot of precautions, and I don't think they really mess around over there in Abu Dhabi. So it's going to be interesting.
It's probably going to be like royalty.
Yeah, and definitely the people in the audience are probably going to be the wealthy of
Abu Dhabi
sure. So as far as other fight news, I think that. Is mainly it. There's not a lot.
Yeah. There hasn't been much going on.
I thought it was funny with the whole Anthony Pettis UFC departure that the UFC Uncensored podcast, the one with Matt Serra and what's his name, did not mention Anthony Pettis and by name. And they're just like, it's a company freaking podcast.
Yeah.
Why they call themselves Uncensored? I don't know. You know, I like Matt Serra, but
it's very censored.
I would hate to be in that type of environment and just be a puppet to
Dana White,
a mouthpiece to Dana White, basically. Yep. So let's get to the fight card this weekend. All right. So the fights this weekend, LFA, let's see, LFA 97 Brown versus Estravzulas is taking place this weekend, January 15th. Brave. CF46 is also taking place this weekend over in Russia. And then UFC on ABC.
Weird.
One. Holloway versus Cater. The card itself, let me look at this card. I'm not going to really spend too much on this card. We're just going to really talk about Holloway and Calvin Cater on here. Looking at the card, I mean, it's just, you know, Vanessa Mello, Sarah Moraes, Joaquin Buckley, Alessio, Alessio de Chirico, Ponzinibbio is coming back. Matt Brown versus Carlos Condon is a great kind of throwback fight.
Yeah.
And then you have Max Holloway versus Calvin Cater. 21-6 for Max, and then Calvin Cater is 22-4. And so Max and Calvin. Okay, so your thoughts on the fight.
Great fight.
This fight sells badass. Itself.
Yeah,
a card that's like lackluster, this fight sells itself.
Oh, definitely. I know Max is 0-2 in his last two fights.
Yeah,
but they're pretty close fights. And I thought that Max Holloway
at least one still
has
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think he still has it in him to make a run for a title.
Yeah,
and he's my favorite fighter right now, so I'm gonna go with Max.
You're going Max?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with Calvin Cater. I think the guys that are his gym is like the American version of what's happening over in New Zealand with Israel and them.
Oh yeah,
like the guys coming out of that gym, and him in particular leading the pack. It's like they're game planning, their boxing with the overall game. You know, is their boxing's outstanding in that gym.
Yeah,
and then they just throw everything else around it, and they're tough as nails. I think they're really good game planners, and then Calvin Cater is just super talented and just a dog in terms of like he's coming after you.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about it. As far as Max is concerned, I think he's becoming predictable. I think people are he's like even the two fights that I saw him against with Volkanovski. He's doing a lot of the same movements. He just did a lot of the same thing. He didn't really change a lot. Maybe he avoided the leg kicks, but that was about it. Mm. As far as I think Calvin Cater has a ton of
weapons.
Film. He's got a lot of weapons. One really good, in particular is boxing.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of film to go on with Max. And I think Max is not doing what he needs to do to evolve.
Yeah.
And I think Kelvin's probably going to
expose that.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus he got engaged and distractions.
No distractions. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. And hopefully he uses that for motivation rather than a distraction. What's the guy fight? You know, but I'd see this fight play out with these two guys just banging it out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dog fight.
Yeah. This is an important fight for Max because.
Yeah. I mean, three in a row.
Three in a row. And then people can excuse your losses in the title fight. They can excuse them because they're to one person. And a lot of people felt you won at least one of them, if not both of them.
Yeah.
But three in a row is a bad look.
It sets you back.
And then, you know, this is the fight that you need to at least keep your position as a number one contender. And if you don't do that, you're going to fall back to number five and fight number five, six to get back to number one.
It took him a long time to get to this spot. Yeah. So he needs to keep it.
You're going to have to fight Calvin Kattar and probably two more people to get another title shot. Yeah. So this is a big win. If he takes out Calvin Kattar, he can make an argument to give himself a title shot.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, he's going to have to go back in line and fight.
Yeah. Start again from the beginning.
Yeah, start again from the beginning. There's a good, I think UFC put out a really good kind of mini doc, a 15-minute thing on Calvin Kattar and his gym.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. It's on UFC.com. It's really quick, but it's really well done. I think they should do more of those things. I don't know. Maybe it's hard right now in COVID times,
but
you should start doing more of those things, highlighting guys and gyms and
especially gyms,
and getting people familiar with
their teammates, the and coaches. Yeah,
Matt Brown and Carlos Condit. How do you think that's going to go?
I like Carlos Condit in that fight.
Yeah,
the first time they fought was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it's sad to see these two guys
especially Condit,
especially Matt Brown. I think I don't know.
Yeah.
He used to be a dog. He looked like he slowed down. Well, especially when you're fighting young guys, you're not going to look.
Yeah, it seemed like he aged pretty bad too.
Yeah, he aged in that amount of time off. Yeah. He aged a lot. Carlos looks young still, looks like himself, but has just been slow to the.
He's a shell of himself for sure.
Yeah, he's been slow. Like he's
very flat footed too,
and he's missing a step like that trigger that it's just not there anymore. Yeah, it's crazy, not. Man. What else? Any other predictions for this year?
Fuck.
You know, you think the Diaz brothers will come back?
No.
Nate or Nick?
One of the two, but that's both at the same time. I think it would take a lot.
How about Nick? I think Nick's the biggest question. I think Nate, there's probably a good chance Nate will at least have one fight.
Yeah. I don't see Nick coming back.
I don't see Nick coming back either.
Yeah.
That and you spent too much time off. Your career is done.
Oh, yeah.
It's done.
Yeah. He's staying relevant because of his brother.
Yeah. Your career is done. You're Nate is keeping your guys' business, whatever you guys got going on out in alive.
Yeah. Because Nick's out of the picture.
Nick's out of the picture. So, yeah. All right, man. That's our show. Thank you guys for watching, listening. Sorry to get so heavy a little bit, but there's a lot of heavy shit going on.
Yeah, we're passionate about
this
shit.
Yeah, so we'll recap whatever's going on in the world and fights and all that shit on the next episode. And thank you guys for watching, listening.
Yeah. Until then, enjoy the fights and enjoy your week.